Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God. Always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Unburden our load. Let go and let God.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with Art Soriano. Hello, everyone. Did you have a good week? More importantly, did you find time to pray to Jesus? Through prayer, we get to talk directly to Jesus anytime we want about anything on our minds. Prayer allows us to build a meaningful relationship with Jesus, and the more we pray, the stronger that relationship becomes. In time, we learn how to let go and let God, which is when through prayer, we give the Lord all our troubles and woes and let Him handle them. When we do, we find ourselves living a life full of peace and contentment without fear, worry, or anxiety. For too many years, I didn't understand anything I just told you, and as a result, I had very little faith and no relationship with the Lord because I didn't pray. Luckily, my life changed in 2010, when after a series of events, no doubt orchestrated by the Lord, I found Jesus. And to this day, my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, we spoke about understanding our doubts and that it's perfectly normal for us to experience doubts because it's a human trait. But when we doubt our God or our faith, it's imperative that rather than giving into them, we reach out to the Lord through prayer and let Him help us move beyond them. On today's show, we are going to talk about craving for success. Is it just me, or do many of us see the need that so many people today have for a deep desire to land that powerhouse job, making a huge income, or the need to buy that mega mansion just to show off, or the expensive car so they can brag to everyone how great they're doing? There is never anything wrong with being successful, but when we crave it and think of nothing else other than the power and wealth, we fall into the trap of craving for success. This is when we stop thinking of others and their needs and only think of ourselves and what's next in our list to obtain. Said simply, when we are craving for success, we allow the emotion of greed to consume us and take over our lives. We become obsessed with wealth and possessions, and the more we get, the more we want. This is, of course, not Christian. I'm sure right now many of us are thinking of the millionaires and billionaires who live extravagant lives. And while there is a lot to be said about their greed, I'm really talking more about us and at our level. It's doubtful we have millionaires and billionaires listening to this program, but each of us has those moments when we crave something. Maybe it's the new car. Maybe it's the new wardrobe or some other type of purchase. Perhaps it's the job promotion we can't wait to get, not just for the increase in salary, but to show off our new office. The point is, whenever we allow an opportunity or a purchase to consume our thoughts, especially if within those thoughts is a great desire to flaunt that success to family and friends, we are not being Christian, for we are craving for success. In the Bible it says, James chapter 4, verse 10, "Humble yourselves before the Lord, and He will exalt you." This Bible verse tells us that we as Christians should maintain a high humility level at all times. Never flaunt our successes to anyone, for that is not the way of the Lord. It's okay to feel good about our accomplishments, but always remember to be thankful to the Lord, for without Him, nothing would be possible. Understanding the need not to let our successes go to our head is another step in living life as a Christian. We're talking today about craving for success. It's okay to want to better ourselves, to aspire to get the better job, the better income and all that might go with that. But when we allow those desires to consume us and we find ourselves thinking about nothing else, then we are craving for success. And that's when we have to stop and think heavily about our actions. In the Bible it says, Proverbs chapter 16, verse 3, commit your work to the Lord and your plans will be established. This Bible verse is telling us to put our trust and faith in the Lord and that He will provide all we need. This does not mean we cannot have successes in our lives, but it does mean we need to be humble, gracious, and thankful to our Lord for all that we have and never flaunt any of our successes to others. The first song I'm going to play today connects with today's theme of craving for success, for if we follow our Christian way, we have to put our trust and faith in the Lord and know in our hearts that He will provide for us and always lead us in the right direction. The song is called, He Will Provide. When I wrote this song, I thought about the mistakes we all make when we choose to go it alone and not let Jesus lead us. We often make bad choices and bad decisions. Then in a chorus, when we change our ways and give ourselves to the Lord with humility and trust, He will provide all that we need. The words in the chorus are, no need to run, no need to hide. Life isn't done, so just open your eyes. No need to fear, swallow your pride, for He will provide. Please listen now to my song, He Will Provide.
I took a chance and kept true to form, held my stance and weathered the storm. I pushed away those trying to help me. I thought I was strong, but soon found I was wrong, feeling lost and alone and not where. I thought that I could see which path to choose to fill my destiny. Too confident and too sure of myself, yet weak and on my own, facing the life isn't done, so just
We'll be right back.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
Call 800-511-6322. 800-511-6322. That's 800-511-6322.
We're talking more about craving for success. When we find ourselves obsessing over either something we're craving or something we just received that is pleasing us beyond anything else, we need to stop and pray to Jesus. Remember, craving for a possession, wealth, or some other rewarding opportunity can lead us to greed. Nothing will make the devil happier, and he will do everything he can to take whatever we are craving and have it overwhelm us. For this reason, we need to turn to Jesus and pray immediately. As humans, we're full of all kinds of emotions, and greed is one of them. When we're craving something to the point that we obsess over it, we're not being Christian, and the only way we can get back on track is to give those feelings to the Lord through prayer. Pray to Jesus and let him know exactly what we feel and why. Maybe we're finally going to buy that bigger house and we're feeling great about it, not just because it's a much nicer home than we presently have, but deep down, we know it's a nicer home than any of our friends have, and we can't wait to invite them over just to show off. That is not being Christian, and we need to ask the Lord for help to remove those thoughts. Think about the reverse, when someone we know is flaunting their success and how we feel. So we never want to be that person that others detest because of us showing off something we have that they do not and making them feel bad. When we pray, we need to ask Jesus to help keep us humble and always to be thankful to Him for what we have. And regardless of what we do have, we still need to think about the needs of others and do what we can to help them. We can also pray for those who we see boasting and showing off their successes to others, making everyone feel uncomfortable. Pray to Jesus and ask Him to intervene and open their eyes, helping them appreciate what they have to give them the strength to resist the devil tempting them, and remember that without the Lord, they would have nothing. So they need to be grateful and thankful. Through prayer, we can accomplish so many things. We just need to remember that we need to pray often and to be patient with whatever we ask for, because the Lord works on His timeline, not ours, oftentimes putting things in place and when completed, changing our lives and always for the better. Praying to Jesus will always bring us inner peace and lead us in the right direction. So as we go through our week, remember to pray to Jesus and ask Him to keep us humble and to lead a good Christian way of life. Remember to be thankful for all that we have and to pray for the needs of others. Understanding the many ways we can use prayer is another part of living life as a Christian. We're continuing to talk about craving for success. When we give in to the desires we have and let them overwhelm us, they lead us to great dangers, pulling us away from how we are to live our Christian lives. It's okay to pursue something that can better our lives, but never let it become something we obsess over. And should we be fortunate enough to receive it, never ever use it as a way to show off to others. That is not Christian. The next song I'm going to play is a fun and upbeat worship song called Always. The message in this song is a simple one, and that is, our Lord is with us always. As Christians, we believe in our hearts that the Lord watches over us always. He leads us always. He protects us always. And of course, He loves us always. All we have to do is trust in the Lord and keep Him in our hearts. Please listen now to my song, Always.
Always, I hear you always. Always, I hear you always.
Always, I hear you, Lord.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
According to the church calendar, we celebrate the 15th Sunday in Ordinary Time. In the Gospel, we hear Jesus summon the 12 apostles and send them out two by two, instructing them on how to go out and to pursue his work by healing the sick and casting out demons. But he warns them of those who will not believe and tells them when they find those who will not listen to them to dust off their feet in testimony against them. The message in the Gospel is that even though the 12 had the mystery of the kingdom of God revealed to them, they were not explicitly charged with preaching the kingdom, but rather, like Jesus himself, they gave concrete witness to the kingdom through their actions, miracles, and messages that flow from acceptance and belief. The psalm for today is Psalm 85, "Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation." This psalm implies a desire for God to intervene and save his people from their troubles, whether they be physical, spiritual, or emotional. In the psalm, we hear the plea for salvation as it reflects the trust and hope of the psalmist and in God's ability to redeem and restore his people. In composing the music for the psalm, I use the ancient text supported by an upbeat modern melody and contemporary musical arrangement. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 85, "Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation."
Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation. Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation. Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation. Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation. I will hear what God proclaims, the Lord, for he proclaims peace. Indeed is salvation to those who fear him, glory dwelling in our land. Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation. Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation. Kindness and truth shall meet, justice and peace shall kiss. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and justice shall look down from heaven. Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation. Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us your salvation. The Lord himself will give his benefits, and land shall yield its increase. Justice shall walk before him and prepare the way of his steps. Lord, let us see your kindness and grant us
We'll be right back.
Do you have a debt problem? Well, now you can finally do something about those collection calls. You can only avoid your mail and the phone for so long. That's why you need to call the Debt Solutions Network. We have agents standing by right now to assist you with your debt problems. Credit card debt, collection accounts, medical bills, and repossessions. Call now for relief.
Call 800-511-6322. 800-511-6322. That's 800-511-6322.
Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, No Wonder Jesus Loves the Little Children. When I look at a patch of dandelions, I see a bunch of weeds that are going to take over my yard. My kids see flowers from mom and blowing white fluff you can wish on. When I look at a homeless person and he smiles at me, I see a smelly, dirty person who probably wants money and they look away. My kids see someone smiling at them and they smile back. When I hear music I love, I know I can't carry a tune and don't have much rhythm, so I sit self-consciously and listen. My kids feel the beat and move to it. They sing out the words and if they don't know them, they make up their own. When I feel wind on my face, I brace myself against it. I feel it messing up my hair and pulling me back when I walk. My kids close their eyes, spread their arms, and fly with it until they fall to the ground laughing. When I pray, I say thee and thou and grant me this, give me that. My kids say, Hi God, thanks for my toys and my friends. Please keep the bad dreams away tonight. Sorry, I don't want to go to heaven yet. I would miss my mommy and daddy. When I see a mud puddle, I step around it. I see muddy shoes and clothes and dirty carpets. My kids sit in it. They see dams to build, rivers to cross, and worms to play with. Sometimes I wonder if we are given kids to teach or to learn from. No wonder Jesus loves the little children. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. If you'd like to learn more about me, email me, or listen to the music you hear on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God.
Let go!